P-U-S-L-I-N-C-H. Some Puslinch residents continue to oppose a popular Christmas display outside a neighbor's house, despite it being toned down this year under a new municipal bylaw. Sean Gouche has held elaborate Halloween and Christmas displays for several years, attracting thousands of people in the region to his Fox Run Drive home. It got so popular the township created a new bylaw, requiring permits for lighting displays and setting rules around how they can operate. Gouche applied under the new bylaw with a smaller, less advertised display and was approved. On Wednesday, Puslinch Council will hear an appeal of that license, as several neighbors still consider it a nuisance creating safety issues and shouldn't be allowed to happen. John and Kathy Holford are appealing the license, with other Fox Run residents voicing their support. The display is set to run Dec. 19 to 26 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. There will be a display on the property and cars can pull up, stop then watch and listen, for a set time. It is expected 500 to 600 cars will come to view the display. Some residents feel they have been unfairly labeled and described as irate. We feel the need to start by telling you who we are, as Mr. Guz's public disparaging comments have painted us as irate, selfish, killjoy neighbors. We are in fact a hard-working, low-key, fun-loving family, the Holfords wrote. The Holfords said the show, put on by Gouche, is a burden they must endure over the course of Christmas. We have endured the show for several years now and we are so grateful to finally be given the opportunity to voice our concerns. The Holfords wrote. An additional Puslinch resident, Andrew Hogg, wrote to council his worry someone will be injured over the course of the event put on by Gouche. I am not aware of anyone being hit by a vehicle thus far, but if these dynamics continue, it is just a matter of time before a walker, child or pet is injured. Our street is simply not set up for excess traffic in conjunction with pedestrian traffic. Hogg wrote to council. One suggestion written to council is to have Guz's display somewhere designed for events, like the Puslinch Community Center. Again, as has been said by members of the community and council alike, such displays are better situated to the Puslinch Community Center. The Fox Run Estate neighbors wrote. Gouche explained to council of his efforts to compromise with disaffected residents by making his display shorter and more informal. Display will be shorter and more basic this year, leading to less time staying around by onlookers. Signage has been discarded due to the residents not wanting signs in our area. We complied. As we are no longer promoting this, anyone that comes will simply follow the road in and out, said Sean Guz's application for the display. The matter is on the agenda for the town of Puslinch to deliberate at its Wednesday morning meeting. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.